Oh, this closed off street's gonna be the death of me.
Your dog. sorry we broke down.
Alright, got away from the closed off street, overflow streets, and all the other crap. Should hopefully be relatively straight shot.
Coming and taking them away.
I'm losing.
tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
No.
Get away for this. Richie Rich got hit, unfortunately, but yo, it wasn't a key. It was a half thing and broke down. It was 500 grams slick. Give or take a few sips, and it was cooked up just like a bowl of clam chowder. Cause rocks roll better than powder, yo. And I was giving up so much love, cause I was tired of the corner hustle slanging doves. I started off just weak, and I was taxing fools, keeping overkill safes, and I'm trying to get up on my feet. But now I'm fucking off cash, putting right back in the street. I put wheels on my buckets to have something to ride, and if I had to bounce out, fuck it, cause that's just how the game goes. I'm living for the day and running drag to the lame hoes. Kept my papers on silent, and a couple of gas in case fools try to get violent. I was getting my pop on, and when the summertime hit, I was finna flip drop bombs. I moved shit like you all, and I was fucking enough, cause every week I had the blue balls. I had bitches by the gang, but I never thought I'd get caught with a half thing. To block, I was slanging that shit, getting scratched like the chicken pox, and the itch is contagious. And nowadays, you can find I'm selling dope in the yellow pages. I'ma put my sack up, cause in the crowd, I make a gap when the price goes back up. And it's a Oakland thing. Niggas don't gang bang no, but we damn sure slang no. Don't get a fool that smoke, no joke like Shope said. Even John the Pope couldn't save this time from the shit it said. Hell yeah, I got something for 10, fool. See, I was taught the rules by the niggas from the old school. I know a six-figure bank don't stack all money and get money. But if you lie, you lose, then you end up paying more dues. Stay strapped and keep busters out your mix. Be judged by 12, a carry by 6. And don't be afraid to shoot, cause if you don't pop him, that nigga's finna pop you. And that's basic Oakland game. But now it wasn't enough, I got caught with a half thing.
$80,000 bail.
Gang rules, and this is rule number 3. You never keep a sack where you lay your head to go to sleep. And me, I vowed to quit, cause I knew I had a rap career. A week later, the Taz hit, and it was covered on the news. And all through the papers, and them creepy ass bitches called me favors. When I was stuck in the justice, I wish Chuck D would've told me you can't trust it. Because my homies crossed the grain, and took a group I made, and turned it to their own thing. I could've went off the deep end, grabbed a fully in a vest, and put them fools to rest. But now back to the matter at hand. They got me in the system and I'm sweating by the man. He's got my name and a BFA, and a four-way search allows him to come in. Search my house and vehicles. Sounds shitty to you? But to me it do. Instead of using all the game I was giving, I was slinging that dope, just trying to make a living. But now thanks to them stitches in the game, look, I got caught with a half thing.
I remember when that happened. I remember when Richie Rich got popped. And 415 put out another album that didn't have Richie Rich on it because he was in jail. They still called it 415. Pretty crazy. Everyone likes to think about, you know, like, musicians and entertainers is like, oh, they're super rich. No, why haven't they? Like, even on a local level, you assume, like, oh, he's doing real well. What's going on? I imagine Richie Rich is probably doing okay now. You know, he was on that Tupac album, like, But I guess I haven't necessarily heard anything from him. Heard that much from him, so maybe... I don't know. Probably got some royalties for that, I would hope.
I got screws loose, yeah, the whole kit and caboodle, I'm just brutal, it's no rumor, I'm numero uno, assume it, there's no humor in it, no more you know, I'm rolling with a swollen bowl and ball in my bag, you need a fag to come and tear a new hole in my ass, but I love me.
Happy birthday, Eminem, Shade 45, call it right now, you sipping on your hair?
Bring it back, 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 bring family shot the cats. Every security in the head top. By niches and it's the round of the back. Me never know they come in here, shot the pull the locks. So me take out me gun and put that bank lock. And when time me lick it, then it gonna get up. Me get all the money and ready to go bust. Alarm it go off for the case of town cops. Shot up with the light was and pass a roadblock. Until now them no see when Captain Green how it flash. Me no fall, them take me sim. And them no know what me know about the big gun. So come in a fall, they take me believe that them no know what me stand up with me gun.
It's called, we usually don't get applause on this, but MOP gets applause just because they're just that dope. But it's called Broad Daylight, and man, Lil Fame and Billy just crazy. Busta got busy on this one too. You know, when you're with MOP, everybody got to come with, everybody said some shit. So this brand new, they shot the video last week. Shout out to everybody. I think they went to Yonkers and shot it. But the EP will be dropping, I think, in another month or so. And shout out to Lazy Lays and the whole fam. And, Gangstar Foundation and all that. And it's called Broad Daylight. Let's get into it. Hip Hop Nation is the station.
Fishy boat, hop off of that special air bus to the land bus. bus. I'm from a block where thou shalt sell on weight that thou weigh. Send them from 100 to...
Leave you under Venice, opposition finish. Here it is, we invaded, created a pyramid of a haven of names, a blame tree, and that here it is. So, breathe, I'd rather reach for your neck, and I never hit you for respect.
Playing this weird alternate version of Renegade with Royce on over and over again. Happy birthday, Eminem.
Who's ready for y'all? We ready for y'all.
Running this. It's incredibly
wrong.
It's a rarity.
Artist that said he would draw. I stand firm, and it hurts the living. Open up that can of worms. I hope you're ready for the dirt that's with it. Slap a whole snatch of mic. Being brought to y'all in black and in white.
It's the
Joe
you.
Jackson and Ike.
We from in the position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't.
The sweat off the brow is coming off, man. Both words got us on the tune.
Sorry. Didn't realize I was in the dark like my suddenly ran. Dunno, just kinda in this weird funk. Just left me in some kind of strange place for like a little bit of metal, I guess. I don't know.
Breach of silence. This is TPNE.
That's not a very metal sentiment. I mean, I guess it is sort of, but like, the party never ends. That's like a... Where is Red Foo? Is Red Foo on this song? Is LMFAO reuniting for this one? Or, like, where are we at on this? Andrew WK and Red Foo. Where's that? Will I Am contributed to this one. I mean, I've been to parties with metalheads. I don't want to say the fucking people that are into metal are all dour and fucking bullshit, black metal, fucking crazy people, but.
I'm on some rappers, pay my bill shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
I thought the whole point of this station was that it didn't play explicit hip hop.
Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rip real for quick, nigga.
He ain't so valuable lesson, man. I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real
shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Sure. Why not? Nigga,
real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga.
Country Channel. I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore.
I got my memories far away, and I sure would like the crazy animals like the bird and the horse and the cow all chipping in, putting their 2 cents in, or 5 cents in my case. But the strangest one of all was the goldfish we had in a little bowl on the counter. Now, we saw the goldfish was trying to talk. We knew it because her lips were moving like this. Can you guys see that through the radio speaker? If you look closely, you might be able to see it. No? Okay, well, I'll describe it to you. The little fish face with bubbles coming out. And we saw the bubbles coming out, but we couldn't hear what she was saying until the bubbles floated to the top of the bowl. And when the bubbles floated to the top of the bowl, they popped. And when the bubbles popped, we heard what she was trying to say, which was, of course, blue, plant, bubbles, black, blue, blunt. And then everyone all together said, you can't always get what you want. You could try it as your first mantra, kids. Try it with me. You can't always get what you want. It's a good morning on negation. You can't always get what you want. You can switch to affirmations when you need them in a couple of decades. Oh, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need.
There's this kid.
What?
And his name was Barney. I know. See? It's just the way it is. You know? What were his parents thinking? Because as soon as he's like, oh, you're Barney. I hate you. You like me. Things like that, right? All the horrible things. You're a purple dinosaur. He was not. He's just a kid named Barney. But you know what? I've noticed, actually, it doesn't seem to make a difference what your name is. Whatever it is, someone's going to make fun of it. My name's Bill. Your name's Bill. Right? But what was worse was his last name, which his parents actually even had nothing to do with, just their last name. His last name was Humphnagel, and so there was no end. Humphnagel. And what's even really weirder is that name, Barney Humphnagel, has nothing to do with the story. It's just the name that the storyteller gave to the kid, and he wasn't thinking when he did it. I don't know why. Anyway, Barney's in fourth grade. Okay? Barney's in fourth grade, and one day...
Wow.
And I don't know, you know, just even coming back out to that, it just couldn't really seem to put anything together this fall. It was just, I don't know, boring like that. Sometimes it's just hard. And for some reason, coming this weekend, I kind of knew that it was do or die. It was either going to go good and make my year, or it wasn't, and my year was pretty well done for. And I don't know why. I really did want to do good, but at the same time, I did feel pretty calm with it. You know, that's something I've really kind of came to the realization of this year. It's been by far the worst year of bull riding I've had, but for some reason, just financially, you know, something's always come up in my family. God is just really taking care of us, just in weird and strange ways. You know, money will come in from this to that. And so I really had a real calmness and a real peace about this weekend with it. You know, if I don't do good and I don't make the finals, everything will still be okay. It's not live or die, you know. And that really was a big factor in me staying calm and not having all the extra pressure of, oh, I have to make the finals. This is a must thing.
Yeah, it really is amazing how that works out sometimes, isn't it? I mean, it's just, and yeah. I mean, everybody listening right now just nodded their head and said, yeah, been there, done that.
Oh, yeah, been there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a part of life, and, you know, it was really nice this year just to kind of get that realization of, you know, it always does work out one way or another, maybe not the way that we expect it to, but that's been the story of my year anyway.
You were 3-for-3 in Thackerville. What was the first bull you got on, and how important was it to get that one covered to set you up for the next two?
Honestly, the first bull I got on was a bull called Big Kahuna. And he had just sent Sean Willingham to the hospital this summer. He dislocated his hip by stepping on him. And he's just kind of a big, mean, scary bull. I wasn't real excited about having him. But, you know, I wasn't in a position to argue much. I just had to get on him and had to do good. And so I just tried my absolute best. And he kind of had an off trip with me. And I was only about 2 points on him. But he got him rode, and that's what matters. And the next bull I had for the weekend was a bull called Rock and Roll, and it was actually his last out that he will ever have. They retired him after I got on him. And that was really neat for me. I'd never gotten to retire a bull like that. And he was just a really good draw, fit me really good. And yeah, we got him rode. And the short round came around, and I had...
Yo, what the... Front of crack spot. Nobody leaving till they finish with that last try. I see you getting paper. See you out here trapping. But if you ain't on my team, anything can happen. I ain't out here rapping to be rapping.
Mine, even when I'm taxing yours. But I don't need what you got, cause I'm an active force. I'm the loudest, don't ask your boss. If they don't know what's good, just slap his face behind their glasses on. Cloud, see if they recognize me now. NCK Swift, worldwide renowned. One of the earth's smartest persons. Trust hardest working artist. This side of us all who's merging birth. The sunshine runs wild on tracks with jump style. Number one sound, select the come down. Rewind, wheel up and play a good shot. My beautiful plot is truly was hot. My top notch play is the favorite of every single core on the block. I'm so ready, it would be stupid to stop. It would be stupid to stop. Stretch it out right now, get loose. Work it out, get down, get loose. Sweat it out, let it out, get it out. Fellas, stay home, ladies, stay out. Fellas, stay home, ladies, stay. Fellas, stay home, ladies, stay. Now somebody, anybody, everybody scream.
See some friends, do some stuff, hang around for a little bit here tonight. I'm gonna take off. Yeah. Have a good weekend, everybody. It's, I don't have anything more motivational than that to say, I guess. But yeah. Have a good weekend. I'll see you.